Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks, where I'm going through all of his movies in chronological order with my friends. Okay. I'm very excited because we made it to probably his biggest movie, but we're not talking about that just yet because I've got to introduce my friends. Okay, so first up, we have the creator of Act Like a Girl. It's Susie Dunn!
Hello.
Hello. And then we have comedian, writer, and looper, Janine Hogan!
Oh, hi, that's me.
Yeah! Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing it. I had to check twice today what day of the week it was. And we're making it happen. You know what the good news was? I thought that it was a day before it actually was, so we're closer to Friday than I assumed.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Nice. Yeah.
Janine, how are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm okay. I don't have a job, so every day is Friday, baby. What's up? Not doing much.
you could say you're like a Lance. And
yes, I am. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If that didn't give it away, we're talking about Orange County. Woo! Ooh. Yeah, this is the movie that when I say I'm doing Colin Hanks for season two of You've Got Hanks, everyone's like, oh, so you're going to do Orange County. It's like his only big movie that people think of. But have you guys seen Orange County before the podcast?
I had not.
No.
I had, for sure. I grew up watching this movie.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I had not seen it.
Really? Oh, wow. That's surprising to me.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I had not seen it. I feel like I missed a section of movies in the early 2000s. Maybe because I was too busy rewatching Titanic over and over again for several years.
I was an extreme, like, either inside kid or I was, like, at summer camp and hiking and camping. So because I was such an inside kid, I watched, like, every movie that was applicable to teenagehood from probably, like, 2003 to 2008.
Wow. And Janine, you just missed it, too.
Yeah, I also, you know, I'm going to be real honest. I watch a lot of movies and then sometimes I get to the very last scene if it's like a twist or something and I go, oh, I've seen this already because I have such a bad memory that there is no rewatching of things for me because I have completely forgotten it. So it's like I watch everything for the first time every time. So if I'm being real honest, I could have seen it and I just don't remember, but I think probably not. But yeah, I watched it. I finished it about 30 minutes ago. So,
it's
again,
fresh.
I have a bad memory, so I really needed it to be fresh. Because I'm going to be honest,
I took notes.
Lance, I was like, Lance.
Jack Black.
I figured that.
Yeah, I also probably wouldn't know names from this movie just on a first watch.
I wouldn't know it wasn't like that upset, no. You know, it just I definitely watched it like, you know, a few times.
Well, for anyone who hasn't seen Orange County, what are you doing? No, just kidding. I have a synopsis from IMDb. It's a guidance counselor mistakenly sends out the wrong transcripts to Stanford University under the name of an overachieving high schooler. Is that correct?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Vague, but sure.
Yeah. Vague, yeah. That's like the second part of the adventure, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's...
There's a lot. Yeah. Well, from not having seen it before and having everyone talk about it, I thought it was going to be like a brother movie between Colin Hanks and Jack Black. And they're in Orange County and a lot of hijinks, which I guess so. But I felt like, I felt like Jack Black was going to be in the movie more.
Well, this movie was star packed.
Yeah. It had a lot of
people. I forgot about that element. I forgot about how many freaking people are in this movie.
Yeah. Let's talk about the cast. So we have Colin Hanks as Sean Brumter. Mm-hmm. And then Jack Black as Lance Brumter. Then we have Schuyler Fisk. Is that how you say her name? She's from Snow Day.
Which low key, Janine has Schuyler Fisk vibes.
You do.
Do I?
Yeah.
That's great. She's older because this movie was older. So, hey guys, Hollywood, if you're out there listening, if there's a role where you're like, would be perfect for her, call me. yes. I'll come in. I'll read for it and I'll book it.
Yeah.
Until one day you can't stop booking it.
Yeah.
That's the hope.
And then a new Janine approaches and you're like, get out of here, this is my town. Yeah.
When that Janine when finally she turns, gets booked on some Clubhouse shows.
When Janine turns 45 and is old and can't get any more roles anymore.
Yeah. And then that's when you wait till you're like a Betty White and then you can start booking again.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then we also have Brett Harrison as Lonnie, Kyle Howard as Arlo, RJ Noel as Chad, Catherine O'Hara, Cindy, she has a different last name, Bugler, was that right? I don't know. Let's just say she's Cindy, she's the mom. Then Mike White, who is the screenwriter, plays the English teacher, Mr. Burke. And then John Lithgow plays Colin and Jack Black's dad. Then we have Lily Tomlin, who plays the guidance counselor. And then we have Chevy Chase as the principal. Carly Pope plays Tanya. And then, of course, we've got Kevin Kline as the author. He's not even listed in the top IMDb credits. Wow.
Wow. I guess he gets talked about a lot more than he actually gets seen.
Yeah. He's not in it that much, I guess. But yeah, it's a star-studded cast. Oh, and then Leslie Mann also is in this movie.
Oh, yeah. She's the new wife. Yeah, I definitely had a huge crush on Kyle Howard growing up, for sure.
Oh, yeah. What was he in? He was also... I saw recently that he was... I think he was in, like, a TV show with... Chris Evans and Milo Ventimiglia.
Into the Dark?
No, it was like I think this was the show, but they like these three guys go to a school that used to be an all-girls school, and they're the first three guys who attend the school. But I just saw it on like TikTok. Someone was like, have you guys heard of the show? And I was like, no, but it's got Chris Evans in it and Milo. Milo thighs Ventimiglia. Well, the movie was directed by Jake Kasdan, who also directed the Jumanji movies that also had Colin Hanks and Jack Black in them. And then I read that Mike White, who wrote this, he wrote the character, Jack Black's character, for him because he was his neighbor.
Hollywood. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some Hollywood, California, Southern California shit.
Yeah, my neighbor has never written anything for me, but her cat did get stuck in my yard the other day. That's the extent of my neighbor relationships.
You should talk to her about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
That's rude of her not to write you a part. If we were neighbors, I would write you a movie.
Thank you. A whole movie. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. A whole movie. Also, okay. And Mike White also wrote School of Rock. So it seems like they're besties who work together. Isn't that nice when Hollywood is like, I found my friends and we all help each other out.
Yeah.
You guys, we should do that.
That's
the dream. That's what we should do.
We just have to one of us has to make it first and then we can bring each other along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any day.
They're coming.
They're coming. I was talking to someone and I was like, I'm just waiting for my friends to get famous so that I can just, you know, kind of Adam Sandler friend group my way in, you know? Mm-hmm. And then she was like, why don't you be the one who gets famous? And I was like, but that's hard work.
Yeah.
I think at this point, it's
less likely. Yeah. I'd rather be the one person that comes in, says a funny little line and heads home.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just like going to just climb behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And let all of you guys.
Yeah. I saw.
Take on that brunt.
There was a movie that Meryl Streep did with she did it with a bunch of people and they just went on a cruise and filmed the movie while on a cruise. And I was like, that's what I want.
That's great. So rad. Especially if you know everyone on the cruise, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just right like now, I don't know about cruises.
No? Okay. Well.
I've never been on a cruise. I get very boat sick.
Oh, Rachel loves them.
Ocean sick.
Yeah,
I know, she loves Rachel's,
she's obsessed with them. I just worry right now, the health and safety. I just worry, you know.
Yeah, I get it. And Jenny, I don't think you would like a cruise if you get boat sick.
Don't do it.
I'm a rare person who doesn't, but my entire family does, and it's not good. But we push through. For the sake of the cruise.
For Disney.
Yeah.
Wow. That's dedication. The rest of your family is like, yes, I will be puking all the time, but we're going on this Disney cruise.
Yeah.
It's for Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. The food is great. Well, they do make little patches.
You know where else you can sometimes get good food?
Where?
On land. certain places on land.
It's not the same as a buffet.
Food.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's very different. I don't know why. It just is. But they do make patches that help. My family swears by them. So it just makes you a little sleepy. But that's fine for a vacation. You go to the buffet, eat a bunch of food, and then go sleep on deck and get a nice little tan. Or sleep in the spa. Or sleep in the room.
Also, they have free soft serve, so.
Yeah. They have machines that you can go to
pretty cool.
all the time. Mm-hmm. It's great. Let's go on a cruise.
I'm on board. I'll go.
Yeah. Well, so I wrote down a few fun facts from IMDb that I thought were fun facts. Because you know how it lists some fun facts and you're like, this isn't fun.
That's not that fun. Yeah.
Yeah. One I thought was fun is Jack Black wore a wig the entire movie.
It was long. He had long hair.
Yeah.
I did not even realize.
Yeah. He wore a wig. Okay. And then another fun fact, which I don't know if is very fun, but John Lithgow played Leslie Mann's dad in This Is 40. And in this movie, he played she played his
her wife husband.
Her husband. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of it. I did read that fun fact before I watched the movie and I was like, oh, I hope it's like a plot point that she's younger than him, and it was because if it wasn't, I'd be like, Hollywood.
Also, the time span between This Is 40 and OC, like, that's like a long time frame, like 15 years probably.
Yeah. Hollywood realized we should put people that are closer in age together in movies. This movie came out in 2002. Oh, yeah, we still need to work on it. But this movie came out in 2002, which was, wow, it was almost 20 years ago, right?
Yeah, next year.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That makes me feel sad. in this movie, Colin Hanks plays a 17-year-old, but he was 25.
Mm-hmm.
Did he look 25? I feel like he looked maybe like he could be not 17, but like maybe
he didn't look 17 to me.
But never in movies, you know, like,
yeah.
I feel like anytime I watch a movie, I'm like, that person is mid-20s for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they have to. They're not going to get some. I mean, it's just smarter. It makes sense. And the only time that I thought of that, I'm used to it, so it doesn't really take me out of it. But the only time I thought of that is when, is it Tracy, her name?
Tracy.
His girlfriend?
No, the cheerleader.
Oh, Tanya.
Tanya.
When she was making out with the janitor, that was the only moment that I was like, wait, how old? I guess probably over 18. Yeah.
That also, that moment was a bummer for me because that was like the only queer moment in the whole movie. And it was like, that was an adult and she was a child and she was fucked up. And like,
again, 2002, you know?
Yeah.
This
but
movie,
I did like that they hired a janitor who presumably seemed like she probably was actually a queer woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I flagged that this movie didn't age well in that sense. Because then also there was a lot of like with his two friends, like at the end, they were like, you like me. Oh, no. And they were like, was it? They were. That was weird.
Yeah, they had like a running bit that they were like maybe gay, but not. I don't know.
Yeah, and it was like no, never. And it's like, well, that's not. You guys could be in love. That would be cute.
I'd like that.
Yeah, that would make it better because then you'd know that they'd be together and happy because their friend they bonded over trauma. Their friend died.
Also they want to like live similar lives as one another. You know, like wake up, go surfing.
Yeah.
Go skip school. Go surfing.
Yeah.
Go surfing.
Go back, go to the store, buy like fireworks, and then go back and go surfing.
Go surfing. Sounds like true love to me.
Yeah. It does. Another fun fact is that there are 4 Jack Black and Colin Hanks movies. Can you guys name all 4?
Oh.
Orange County, Jumanji 1, Jumanji 2.
Yeah.
wait, what was the other one that he directed? King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong. Yeah, that was the only one that Jake Kasdan didn't direct, but they ended up together. So
I forgot that Colin is in it. Honestly, I remembered that Jack Black was in it, but I forgot that Colin was in it until this moment.
Yeah, I feel
sorry,
like that's a running theme with Colin. It's like, oh yeah, he's in that movie, and I feel really bad.
I'm gonna be honest. If you put a gun to my head and you're like, name a Colin Hanks movie, I would name Orange County because of this podcast, and that is it.
Oh no! Yeah, that's because I was excited for this movie because everyone was like, Orange County. I love Orange County, and so then I thought it was gonna be like a really great movie. We'll get into how I felt about it, but like everyone was like Orange, but I realize now that it's just like that's the only movie people know him from,
because
if it's not Orange County, then everyone's like, oh my gosh, I loved him in Mad Men, you know, and it's like he was in a couple episodes. I don't I feel bad, not really, because you know he's fine, but
he's doing A-okay.
It's just, you know, when your dad is Tom, It's hard to be Tom's son. Yeah.
It's a lot to try to live up to.
Yeah, but I think he has a great career. Did you know that he had to quit? He was on Roswell when he got cast in this movie, and he had to leave Roswell to be in the movie, and they killed off his character.
Oh. And they let him do that? Usually on shows, they're like, we get first dibs.
Yeah.
They were looking for an excuse to kill him anyways.
Yeah, it worked for a certain plot point. So they were like, oh, great, this works for us. We can use this. But mm-hmm. I did think it was sad because I liked Colin on the show. And it's sad when they kill off characters. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this movie had a budget of $18 million and it grossed $43 million.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it did good.
People made money.
Yeah. Okay, and then, so those are all the fun facts. I want to ask you guys, so what is your favorite Colin Hanks movie? And you can say TV shows, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say Fargo.
Yeah.
Fargo, so season one of Fargo was just so good. It was so good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Wow, you got to do it.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to say Mad Men. Did I remember that he was in that? No, but I just like Mad Men.
Wow. Colin.
We want you on our television. I mean, but yeah. I also prefer television to film anyway, so.
Yeah. And he's been in a lot of stuff. Yeah, like Fargo and then Roswell, Mad Men. He was in an episode of The O.C., Life in Pieces, right?
Can't get out of Orange County.
Yeah. So he's done a lot of good television. But as far as movies go, just Orange County is the only one anyone ever talks about.
I feel like he's very castable, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's very castable. I feel like he probably gets asked to audition a lot.
Yeah,
read for stuff a lot, you know, like just read more than audition, I'm sure.
I've noticed, so like his dad is like the charismatic lead, whereas I feel like Colin is castable as like the nerd, you know. Mm-hmm. And either that can be a lead or it's like a secondary character.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't, yeah, maybe that's why he is it, because he's almost always like a nerdy character, I've noticed so far in his work, which I am going through and I'm analyzing. But this was fun. Was this one of the first Jack Black movies?
Yeah, it would be.
Wow.
Because King Kong was like, I don't know, a little bit later in the 2000s.
Yeah. Well, he had a pretty big career in the 90s. And then he had his Tenacious D TV show from 97 to 2000. And then Saving Silverman. Okay. And then Shallow Hal was in 2001.
That's a bad movie. It's a bad, bad, bad
that movie. That
movie
has not aged at all.
No, it's a real bad movie. It's
I don't
bad.
Even think it aged when it came out.
No,
you know,
no,
I mean?
It's a bad, bad movie.
I'm not sure how Susie feels about it.
It's really bad, guys.
She might be into it.
Wow. And then, he also had High Fidelity in 2000. So I guess he was pretty big by now. Okay. Good for you, Jack Black. Okay. So, what were some of your favorite scenes or moments from the movie?
Well, I really liked the cargo pants.
Oh, yeah.
That was, for me, a big draw. The collection of cargo pants. No, but honestly, I loved the clothing, the chokers and the, like, tank tops with the skirts and the, I mean, that's, you know, the 90s, like, down to your knee skirt.
Yeah,
so good.
coming back. So I'm on TikTok and all the Gen Zers are wearing very like early 2000s clothes.
2000s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are you bringing that back? Some of that should not be brought back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really hope they don't get rid of their eyebrows.
Well, I saw a TikTok that said that thin eyebrows are coming back. And I'm like, no. We all realized that that wasn't good because then it doesn't grow back. It's don't terrible. Do it.
Yeah, we learned. It's a terrible idea. We went through this already.
I'll let you know make the mistake.
Yeah, you can't. That's what I was just going to say. You can't. That's not. We sound so old right now. You can't say that to them. They don't know, you know. Yeah. Let them lose their eyebrows, I guess. But I'm going to stay with my thick ass brows.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to look good.
A scene that I really liked was at the like frat party thing when the girlfriend was talking to that dude whose name was like Gib or something.
Yeah.
Just because that guy always plays like an awkward, uncomfortable dude who's like getting shit on in some way.
Yeah.
And it just works. I just love every time it gets me. I love it.
I love when he was like, boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, boyfriend.
So good. I really liked in this line, I think was my favorite line. When they were talking to, what's Colin's character's name again?
Sean.
They were like, Sean doesn't surf anymore. He doesn't skate anymore. He doesn't pick his butt anymore.
He really cleaned up his act.
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised by that whole, like, he was a surfer dude first. Because when I saw, like, the trailer for this, it seemed like he was always like a nerd who was like, I want to be a writer. And then, so then I was like, oh, so he wasn't like that. And then he became like that. And then he went back to it.
I do feel like that didn't sell very well for me.
No.
Like, that used to be his life. And then he just dropped it like that. And then maybe because they like made such a joke out of his friend dying that.
Yeah.
It didn't necessarily hit as like, this is making him change his entire life path. Like, they just said that he like found a book and then suddenly was like, don't do any of that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't buy that you ever, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel that. I will say that. Well, I feel that because of like, I feel like the movie didn't sell it, but I will say that teenagers do become like randomly obsessed with shit and just like drop everything that they were doing and like, oh, now I'm this. Like, they feel like they have to have an identity, which I feel like I did that sometimes. But yeah, I didn't buy that the character of Sean had been a surfer dude before at all.
Yeah. I just don't buy that Colin Hanks would be anything but a nerd.
Yeah.
You know? So sorry, Colin.
This movie also is one of those movies where you do have to like sort of let go of reality. But I also wonder if this was stemmed from like a news story, because can you imagine if someone sent your wrong transcripts? Like, the way that we pressure college age kids in this country. Like, I didn't go to college, so you know, I don't even know about this really, but like the way that people felt, that I saw people feel and see people feel, like if you fucked that up, like that would be such a huge deal. And I don't even know what they could even do about it. Like, if the college could even fix it.
Yeah. Here's the thing that bothered me is, did they not see that the name was wrong?
Yeah.
Like you're telling me Stanford.
Stanford, yeah.
Didn't look at the name and go, huh, this kid doesn't match.
Yeah.
It'd be a mistake. Let me reach out to the guy or whatever. Like, and I also just feel like, they should have made it something more, like something that's a bigger deal. Cause I in my head, I'm just like, oh, you just send them the right transcripts and they see that they're phenomenal. And then you get in. Like, you did apply on time. It was like a paperwork mistake.
But I wonder if like they would have then filled their quotas. And they couldn't go back, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, probably.
But yeah. they could bring you in next semester, probably. Like, they would just defer you or whatever.
Yeah.
It's definitely a movie where you have to, like, kind of let the reality sort of, like... I feel like they set that up, and I do like the whimsy of it. I think that's why I liked this movie growing up, because I was, like, super into, you know, like, Drop Dead Gorgeous and, like, any of those movies that are kind of, like, play with the reality and are, like, more of, like, a show than a reality, you know?
Yeah.
And I liked that in this. I feel like they lost it, though, a little bit. Like, it was so heavy in the beginning. Like you said, like, the death of the friend was so silly and, like, was so whimsical. And then, like, the cheerleaders performing, like, they were, like, performing to us, you know?
Yeah.
But then I feel like really that kind of dwindled in the end.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like the movie, I was a little more invested in the beginning. Towards the end, I was like, huh? Like, not as invested because it wasn't as fun anymore. But I thought... by bringing more Jack Black in, it would be more fun. But then he wasn't even really in it that much.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe...
like the scene where Ben Stiller went on the walkie-talkie to the, I assume, other firefighters, which I don't know why. I feel like you should be saying that to the cops if you wanted to, I don't know, catch him. But where he just, like, was like, we got a runner, he's got no pants on, Portland.
Yeah.
And I just liked that because it was like, I guess I don't really know what his career was like in 2002, but that feels like such a tiny role for Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
that's fun.
Yeah, that was fun. There were so many people in this movie. It was like, oh, shoot, they're in this too.
Yeah. I did like that scene. I feel like that's the most popular scene from the movie that I've seen people reference. It's the scene where Jack Black is like, after the fire, he's like, what? No, it was her. And it's like, she said it was electrical fire. And he's like, well, yeah, but.
Jack Black was like quite literally the vehicle for Sean's character. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. He like drove him to Stanford and like set the thing on fire. And he like, gave the wrong, like, you know, he gave the wrong pill or took the pills or whatever. It was like, let him know that the mail was there, all of those things, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there was also Harold Ramis in this movie, too. And Gary Marshall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when he got the mail, when he got the letter from Stanford, I was like, well, it's a small letter.
Like, yeah, so that's shocked. What I saw. I know from Gilmore Girls that if it's the big one, then that's good news.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, this was the first movie that Lizzie Kaplan was in too. She dances at the college party to Butterfly by Crazy Town. Oh. Which that song is also in some other teen movie, right? Where they do like a synchronized dance to "You're My Butterfly, Sugar." Wait.
I'm sure that movie was or that song was everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I was okay. So I'm not a person who likes movies that are just like stressful, and I felt like this movie was stressful because everything was going wrong. And I know that that's like part of writing, right? Is that things are supposed to go wrong so that they can go right in the end. Whatever, but it was just so stressful and so frustrating, and the guidance counselor did stress me out a lot. I do love Lily Tomlin, but it did piss me off because I did have a situation in a high school where I don't think our guidance counselor sent my transcript to a college, so then they rejected me.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't want to go. I just Tulane at the time, it was like right after Hurricane Katrina, so they needed people to apply because I guess a lot of people weren't applying. So they sent a thing where it's like, you can apply for free, you don't have to pay the admissions fee. And so then I did, and then they rejected me, and I was like, but you wanted me. And I think it was because my guidance counselor didn't send my transcript on time. And
stressful thing.
I know. Well, I was like, well, at least I didn't pay for it, because that's another thing, the scam of,
right.
of college. Oh. You have to pay to apply to a college.
Like $70.
What's up with that? No. Rude.
You know what's funny? I just got a check back from University of Michigan randomly, like a $70 check, and we have no idea what it was. And it was sent to my like childhood home, not even where my mom lives now. Oh. And my mom and I were talking about it, and I'm like, I wonder if it was like an admissions refund. Oh. Because I can't think of what else would be set. But yeah, $70 just to apply. Like,
I know. It's rude. It's like it's that like one year. Yeah, film festivals are a scam. And then it's like that one time when DCM made you pay like $5 to submit a bit show. And it's like, that's a scam.
Gatekeeping.
Because they were going to reject you anyways, because they were just going to put all of their own little stupid bit shows where they just get naked at midnight.
Rachel's sick of people getting naked at midnight.
Yeah. I'm sick of it. I don't want to see the same butts all the time.
New gross butts.
We want to see new butts.
I want to see new butts. Not your ugly friend's butts anymore.
New pimples, please.
Yeah. But yeah, that frustrated me. But I did find myself laughing a lot during this movie, which, you know, when you're alone and watching a movie, you don't have to laugh out loud.
Oh, I laugh so obnoxiously when I'm alone.
Oh, really?
The extent of my alone laugh is just kind of like,
yeah,
I see
that's
that
the
you.
Best I get out of myself.
I feel like I have the opposite, because anyone listening to this who's watched anything with me is going to be like, yeah, I talk too much and like comment too much. And so when I'm with people, I'm trying so hard to repress like anything that's coming out of my mouth. And so when I'm alone, I like talk to my, as if there's people to talk to, and like I try to laugh, and I feel like my filter is off then.
You're free.
Yeah. I'm free. Yeah.
No, I don't normally laugh unless it's at like a show where my friends are performing and I'm like, I gotta support them.
Got it. Right. Comedian. Right. I always listen. I'm always doing a charity chuckle.
Yeah.
Like, that's just being a good friend and also a comedian.
Also,
well, Rachel,
what?
I was just gonna say, Rachel, you have one of those laughs that like if it's missing, it's like
it's like, oh, this is
audience.
A bad show.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know that the laugh is how improvisers find what's funny and keep doing that. Cause if there are no laughs, then they'll just do bad stuff. So I know to laugh at the good stuff so that they keep going.
You're kind of coaching them.
I am coaching them. In my head, I'm coaching everyone. Mm-hmm. So, and if it's like a stand-up and they're doing a bad joke, then I scowl at them. I'm like, this isn't funny. You know, I am a coach. Those who can't perform, coach from the audience.
That's right.
Yeah. And I was laughing during this movie, so I was good job.
Coach Rachel. Coach Chapman.
Was there anything from this movie that you didn't like?
Oh, wait. I want to say one more thing that I really liked.
Okay.
I really liked the portrait of Jack Black and Colin Hanks that was hanging over the fireplace in their mom's house.
Yes.
It was so good. It was so good.
It was very funny.
Oh, I also liked that I felt like they like when the dad, you know, the parents get back together and the boys come home. Suddenly the house has completely changed. Like the house is just like nice and clean, and how did that
and
happen overnight?
Bob is speaking in like full fluent sentence,
yeah,
where he's just like chipper and he says hi to everyone and they're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Poor Bob.
Sorry, more of what we now onto what we didn't like.
I did feel bad for Bob, but I felt like Bob and Sean had a nice little relationship. You know, he cared.
Yes.
I will say also, you know, The Maid, it was felt very 2002.
Yeah.
She didn't really get a lot of, she didn't get a lot of anything. She just spoke Spanish and was the maid. And then it's like, they were like, checked a box. And we're like, ugh.
Yeah.
At least Sean spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
And was like, at least nice to her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't like a Clueless moment. We're like,
yeah.
And she got double pay out of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
good for her. Good negotiation.
Right? Which I feel like, you know, Sean said that. Is Sean writing her checks? I had questions about the logistics of that.
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, good for her. She got a raise. You know, she deserves it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I get it, but like the ending, I'm like, why don't stay in the OC? Like,
yeah,
don't stay in the OC. The girlfriend tells you she's gonna break up with you. Like, then you gotta break up. Like,
yeah.
The answer isn't stay in the OC.
Yeah, I also was like, what? We did all that.
Yeah, we went on this whole journey.
Like, you can still be friends with your friends, but. Go to a school.
That's also such a high school age thing. Like, I remember, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, coming from a small town in Michigan, like, leaving, everyone's like, we're never going to see you again. And, like, literally have friends from my hometown that live here now, you know? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Life's long. There are airplanes.
Yeah. I'm more friends with my high school friends than I am friends with people here.
Yeah, I mean, my best friend is like, we've been best friends since we were 16, so
yeah. But yeah, I didn't like the ending. I was like, wait, but your dad just donated a lot of money to that school.
I also thought that. I was like, did you send the check yet? Or because, yeah. Like, yeah. Yes, your son did burn down the admissions office.
Yeah,
right.
But you don't know that. And so as you're like negotiating this new gym or whatever it was, the conversation, like, maybe just say, never mind, actually, my son's actually staying here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to just.
Also, it's kidding. Not that far away, right? Because they drove there. So like.
Yeah, it's 3 hours.
She's going to break up with you for a 3 hour.
It's only three. They're going to break up anyway. They're going to break up anyway. Or it's like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's California. They're going to break up anyway. So it's just like now or when.
Yeah. I want to see the sequel to this movie where he regrets not leaving Orange County.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He's like resentful towards his girlfriend and his friends who are still not doing anything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they have a kid now. And. Well, you know what? We could just go to Orange County and we'll see that.
Yeah. this isn't something I didn't like, but this is in the category of movies where it's like the person is writing a story and then you realize that this is the story that they were writing.
Mm-hmm.
The Orange County story is that he was a writer writing Orange County. That happens a lot in like books too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
People are writing the story that you are reading.
Storyception.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 6 hours and 38 minutes from Orange County to Stanford. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
But still, you could have made it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially 2002.
Do you guys really love each other?
Guys
if you really loved each other.
No, they were gonna break up anyway.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. Rude. Also, she didn't really read his stuff. Like, she was that kind of person who's just like, "I love it. It's great." And it's like, no, but really, how do you feel about it?
You don't like. She didn't have any notes or any.
Yeah. But also,
I feel like she doesn't know how she's a child. She doesn't know how she even feels.
That's,
you know,
true.
It's hard to give. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I will say again, he's also a kid, even though he's a 25-year-old man. in the context of the film, he's 17. If a 17-year-old asked me to read their writing, my feedback would pretty much be, "This is great. Keep writing more." You know? So.
Also, he's a teenage boy. I'm sure he wouldn't take criticism all that well or feedback well. He'd be like, well,
that's
fine.
Why you just say,
I won't let you read it anyway.
That's why you just say, good job. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was just being a supportive girlfriend.
Yeah.
Also, we brushed over the fact that she just like picked up a dog.
Yeah, oh, what happened to that dog? She was like, go feed the dog in the car. That she picked up a dog and then left the dog in the car.
And then, like, did the dog ever even come back? I don't know if the dog ever came back.
I don't think so.
I thought eventually
at the house
his family had it, right?
Oh, the mom. It was laying on the mom.
Yeah.
On her back. Yeah.
So she got a dog for him.
I mean, great.
Yeah.
His girlfriend got a dog and then just left it at his parents' house.
Yeah.
Actually, wow. She does suck. Yeah. Forget that.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about Orange County?
I will say that, and maybe it's just because of the way life is now or because of my bubble, but all I know about Orange County is that they're very Republican.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't really touch base a lot on political themes.
Yeah.
Which is, like, good, but yeah. Made me feel like, no, I don't buy that this is Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your Blue Lives Matter sticker?
Well, again, 2002.
Yeah. They're happy because Bush is in the White House.
Yeah. I feel like people were just like, didn't talk about it quite like that then, you know?
Yeah.
But I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I guess people weren't as like vocal about it without the internet and the insanity that is our life now.
Yeah, we were comfortable, like Rachel said. There was 8 years of Bush. Not saying that I'm pro-Bush, okay? Don't at me.
Go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to say, this was also, like, 1 year after 9/11, so, like, everyone was still like, I love America!
Yeah. All for one.
Yeah.
I was going to bring up a topic that is equally as important as the political state of Orange County, which is to say that I feel like Sean is a Taurus. I feel like Ashley is a Libra and Lance is a Gemini.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, those are my... Janine's really mad at me right now.
Rachel, do you know about signs?
I don't know enough.
There's no one to challenge you, Susie. I guess you're 100% correct.
Yeah.
Janine hates it.
Yeah.
Why? I'll come over later, Janine, and scientifically prove it to you.
Okay, bring me your diagrams and your...
Yeah, yeah. Questions.
Okay,
my book.
Tauruses are like earth signs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that makes sense, right? He's a very grounded person.
Yeah, but I think that he's an earth sign, but I don't think he's like quite as like put together and like obsessive as, say, a Virgo or a Capricorn.
Yeah.
I feel like he's like a little bit younger and more into like naps and baths and stuff. Okay. And food.
Mm-hmm. And then Ashley is a Libra, but and all I know about Libras is they can't make up their minds.
I feel like she's like, you know, Libras are like usually very like politically driven people, and you know, she's like got the scales of life that she's kind of tipping and thinking about, and it's constantly like, but we should hit the ocean and we should do good, but then also she's like, but I'm a selfish young girl who likes popularity and my boyfriend and my comforts, you know.
Yeah,
which I think is very Libra.
Wow, you really have thought about this like at length.
And then
it's a game I play because I like doing it for my writing. I like attaching astrological signs to the characters that I write, and then I use that as like kind of a character guide. So I like to kind of dissect what I think characters are in movies that I'm watching.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And then I know Geminis are talkative, right?
A wild ride.
Yeah. Makes sense. My mom is a Gemini.
Or an Aquarius.
Oh. I'm an Aquarius.
You're an Aquarius.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom's a Gemini, but I don't think she acts like a Gemini. You know who isn't a Gemini? And a, so Alyssa and Miranda are both Gemini, and they seem Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's some Geminis for you. Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Kanye West.
Oh no. Don't put Lance in that category.
Well, but it's the other coin. It's the other flip of the coin. Geminis are usually like really funny and like just pretty wild people. And I felt like he really had like the two-faced kind of thing, you know, like he was like fucked up and super into drugs and himself. But then like when his brother needed him to show up, he was like, what do you need? Like, I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
But he couldn't do it because he's an addict.
Yeah. Well, I agree with your choices.
It's scientific. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe you. Okay. Well, that's fun. And I have another fun segment of the podcast this season where, so Colin Hanks has a line of Hanks kerchiefs. And I would like you guys to design an Orange County Hanks kerchief.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, you can say like it would be
surfboard.
Okay, a surfboard.
Oh, we're doing it audibly. We're not gonna.
Yeah. No.
Okay. What would be on it?
It's okay. Yeah. Pitch me your.
Well, she's Hanks so. Kerchief. I mean, she has. I've seen drawings.
of oh, should we draw it?
You can if you want, or you could just pitch it. I mean, obviously, an easy one would be like an orange Hanks kerchief with oranges and surfboards and Stanford University and a book and Kevin Klein's face right in the middle.
I'm going to add an Excedrin bottle and Bob's bleeding head.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because those two vivid imagery.
A green bottle, right?
I think mine would just be like a cargo pant pocket with like the Stanford emblem like on the cargo pocket. And like it's a handkerchief, but it's a working cargo pant pocket.
So it's a
wow, that's fun.
It's like a handkerchief with a pocket on it.
Wow.
Okay. That's fun. Then you could put snacks in it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fun. Any other ideas or is that?
Or like if you were like a biker person and you were the person that you wear like a handkerchief on your head, you could put a tiny little like mustache comb in it or something.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
Yes.
You just like go in your little cargo pocket and then put it back in. That's what I like to imagine.
Or a thick non Gen Z eyebrows.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun. Okay. And now, okay, so for this season I'm also creating BuzzFeed quizzes for each episode. This one is, would you get into Stanford University if you were in Orange County? So who wants to take the quiz first?
We both are shaking our head like we would never get in.
I didn't go to college.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Did I mention that? Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see if you get in. Okay. What's your favorite subject in school? Lunch, cheerleading, English, surf club, or science?
Out of those, lunch.
Lunch. Okay. What's your dream job? Celebrity, sleeping, marine biologist, writer, or surfer?
You say sleeping?
Sleeping.
It's going to be that. If I can get monetary value for that, I'm so good at that. Yeah, absolutely.
Favorite thing to do at the beach? Read a book, surf, drugs, save the turtles, or make out with hot people?
Make out with hot people.
Yeah. Favorite author? Julia Quinn, Jane Austen, Dr. Seuss, Herman Melville, or William Faulkner?
Dr. Seuss.
Pick a Tom Hanks movie. Captain Phillips, Turner and Hooch, Big, Bachelor Party, or Forrest Gump?
Oh, that's hard. Yeah. I'm going to say Turner and Hooch.
Ooh. Are you excited about the Disney Plus series?
I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah.
I know all about it.
Okay. Pick a song from the Orange County soundtrack. California by Phantom Planet, Story of My Life by Social Distortion, Butterfly by Crazy Town, Defy You by The Offspring, or The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
I'm going to do Butterfly just because it's such an important pivotal song.
Yeah. Pick an Orange County show. Dead to Me, Laguna Beach, Rocket Power, Real Housewives of Orange County, or The OC?
Rocket Power.
Wow. Okay. You didn't go to college.
That sounds about right.
Rachel, you're... completely accurate quiz.
Wow. You're a drugged out loser like Lance. College isn't for you, but you are looking for some pee.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Janine, I'll hook you up with some pee. You will get in trouble for weed, though.
Well, oh.
If I'm a Lance, that's cleaner than what I got. So.
Okay, Susie, your turn. What's your favorite subject in school? Lunch, cheerleading, English, surf club, or science?
Science.
What's your dream job? Celebrity, sleepy, marine biologist, writer, or surfer?
Surfer.
Favorite thing to do at the beach? Read a book, surf, drugs, save the turtles, or make out with hot people?
Make out with hot people.
Favorite author? Julia Quinn, Jane Austen, Dr. Seuss, Herman Melville, or William Faulkner?
Jane Austen.
Pick a Tom Hanks movie. Captain Phillips, Turner and Hooch, Big, Bachelor Party, or Forrest Gump?
Big.
Pick a song from the Orange County soundtrack. California by Phantom Planet, Story of My Life by Social Distortion, Butterfly by Crazy Town, Defy You by The Offspring, or The Middle by Jimmy Eat World?
Jimmy Eat World.
Pick an Orange County show. Dead to Me, Laguna Beach, Rocket Power, Real Housewives of Orange County, or The OC?
Rocket Power all day.
You got no. You're going to Orange County University.
Oh. Oh, that's something.
My dad will finally be proud of me.
You'd rather study marine biology at Orange County University, like Ashley. Wow.
Yeah.
We got a Lance and an Ashley.
I feel like marine biology was like such a hot thing at this time. Like, yeah. I remember being like 12 and thinking that I would be a marine biologist.
Animals. People wanted to save the animals. And then they realized that you'd have to take a lot of science classes in order to do that. And then you're like, nah.
It's not for me. It was the math stuff that I was
really?
All the numbers.
It's numbers. Science for me because you got to remember so much stuff. And I don't do that.
See, I can remember, but my dyslexia, like numbers are not. I have dyscalculia, which is dyslexia of numbers. And like memorization is the only way that I passed high school. I didn't learn anything. Wow. I just memorized it all.
we were the opposite because the thing I liked about math is you have to remember one thing, formula, and then you can do a million problems.
No,
so not as much remembering.
Yeah,
I like math. Cheated off of each other, Janine.
Yeah.
I like math because there's always a right answer.
True.
There is no wrong
answer.
That's
why I like science. Because there's never a wrong answer.
Oh. And that's also, I mean, that's why I didn't like English. Because it was all up to my asshole teachers determining whether or not they liked what I wrote or not. And it's like, you don't understand.
That's subjective. You cannot grade on subjectivity.
Yeah. You don't understand.
That's actually them grading on their own tastes. So
yeah, it's rude. Yeah. It's a scam. Okay. Turns out I wanted to be a writer. Anyway. Okay. Well, those were my fun segments. Now we've come to a part of a podcast where we rate Orange County out of 5 Colin Hanks. How many Colin Hanks do you give Orange County?
I'll give it a 3.5 because I enjoyed it, but I didn't like the choice they made with the ending.
Yeah.
I agree with that rating. I was thinking around a 3 or 4. Yeah, I feel like I liked this movie a lot when I watched it when it came out, and that's who it was made for more than the Today Susie. So yeah, I think that's an accurate rating.
Yeah, I will also agree with you guys and give this 3.5 Collins. I was disappointed because everyone talked about how great it was, but I'm realizing now that maybe Colin just doesn't have a lot of movies. And but I do see that it probably, I mean, it was funny. It has a great cast. And I see that it probably in 2002, it was a really great movie. But now in 2021, I'm like, Colin can do better.
Yeah, I always wonder with these movies where there is like such a, you know, crazy cast of people, I always wonder like, okay, who was brought on first? I mean, I guess in this case it was Jack Black, but and then like who did they use to score who, you know? Like how did they get Chevy, and were they like, well, John Lithgow's in it, so
yeah,
you gotta do it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah,
I wonder if they're all like, are you doing this movie? You're doing this movie? Okay, I'll do this movie too.
Lily will only do it if Catherine does it. And Catherine will only do it if...
And they're not even in any scenes together.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe it was just like a thing where it's like, hey, we're all just going to hang out in Orange County and shoot a movie. But I read that they didn't shoot this movie in Orange County.
The liars.
Yeah, I think that was another fun fact, but I didn't think it was that fun, so I didn't write it down. But yeah, they didn't shoot a lot of this. And oh, but the high school they went to was Vista Del Mar, which just reminds me of Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar.
Yeah. This high school was one of those high schools where growing up in Michigan, I was like, high schools don't look like that.
Yeah.
And now I know that they do.
It's cool looking. It had all these weird buildings and stuff. But yeah. Well, that was Orange County. Any final remarks on Colin Hanks or this movie or just anything in general? Anything about Tom?
I do want to see, and this might exist, so forgive my ignorance on this podcast, but I do want to see a movie with all three of the Hanks boys.
Oh, that doesn't exist.
Because they play such different types of characters.
Yeah.
That they could all be in it, and I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, you had me on the Tom podcast, and now you have me on the Colin podcast, and I can't wait to come on the Chet podcast.
I love Chet.
It's going to be a short podcast.
We'll go over all of his YouTube videos.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think I talked to Miranda about that. She loves Chet. So if I did do a season 3 of Chet Hanks, she would be my co-host because I can't.
He's the character. Reminds me of my roots. He's very South Florida.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, when someone has the life that you want and you just watch them and you're like, why are you, I look at Colin, I'm like, yes. And then I look at Chet, I'm like, no. But yeah, I would love to see that. You know, there's a fourth Hanks. There's
a fourth Jet.
There's Truman.
Yeah, there's a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, the baby. Yeah.
There's Truman Hanks, but he mostly does, no, he does like production stuff. Like he camera, I think he's on
camera. TikTok too, though, right?
Is he?
I don't know. You're the one who TikToks. I don't TikTok. I just thought that I read that he was on TikTok. I don't know. I'm not cool like you, Rachel.
I haven't seen him, but I will go find him now. So
if anyone can, it's you.
Yeah.
You've never said anything older than I'm not on TikTok. I don't know, but I thought that I read he's on TikTok. Where did you read that?
Newspaper? No, because I get my TikTok on Instagram. No, I don't know where I read. Yeah, I read it in the print. Newspaper,
yeah,
in the shopper. That's what we called in the local newspaper in my hometown. I read it in the shopper. No, there was like, I feel like I saw like a thing about Chet, you know, and then there was an addendum to it that was like, and there's another Hanks, and then he was like posting. I think he was making TikToks that were like, "Don't forget about me, I exist." You know,
oh, that's funny.
Kind of TikToks.
Well, he can DP this movie.
Yeah, he'll DP the movie, yeah. And Elizabeth will write it because she's a writer. Yeah, so there we go. And then Rita will do the music.
What a whole family affair,
and it'll be shot in Greece. They love it.
Wow. As long as nobody gets COVID this time.
Yeah, no. No one will. And okay. Well, thank you guys for talking Orange County with me. Where could people find you?
You can find me in all the places under at Bosswitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can find me under all the places at J9_Hogan.
Woo. Oh wait, I need to say something real quick.
Okay.
Shout out to Bob and Ian, who are in love with Janine and found her on the internet, and they're my high school boyfriend and one of my high school best friends, and they're in love with Janine from Instagram and died that Janine and I are friends. So shout out to them because they're gonna be so happy that we're on this podcast together.
Oh, yay. I
love that and need that. I don't understand it, but I do need it.
Well, I'm a big fan of both of your socials and you.
No, just our social media.
No. And you. Well, thanks again. And Hanks for listening.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Okay, bye. On this week's Colin segment of the podcast, we got a question from one of our listeners.
Yeah, what Tom Hanks movie do you think they should do a remake of with Colin playing his dad's part?
Wow, thank you so much. This is such a great question. I've been thinking about it, and I think that Colin, from what I can tell so far from his movies, he's really great at playing like a nerd, and like kind of just like a I don't know what I'm doing kind of nerd. So I think early Tom, it could also be that I'm watching early Colin, so I think early Tom, but I think like an early Tom Hanks movie, he would fit in really well. And so my first thought was The Man with One Red Shoe. I think that would be cool if that movie was remade, but like made better and for like now times, and it had Colin in it. But another one I thought about was, The Burbs. I think The Burbs, Colin would be very good in The Burbs, and I love The Burbs so much, and I'd love to see a remake of it. But like more campy and kind of scary than the original version, because I love the original version as it is, but I feel like it would be really fun to do more campy and like maybe even more scarier than the 80s version. But yeah, Colin, and you could get like a full cast that's really great. I think they should do that. Okay, well, thanks again for your question. And if anyone else has any questions or comments they want to make about Colin, Tom, any of the movies or TV shows that Colin is in that we didn't really talk about or we're going to talk about, please call in to the podcast. If you want to call in for our next Colin segment, you can. The number is 805-622-9667. That's 805-622-9667. Yeah, call, leave a message, and I'll put it in the podcast. Okay, thanks again for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say